True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Got a pleasant surprise today, and we learned that Jared Goff would join us. A lot of these short weeks, we don't get to talk with Jared, but he's carving out time to come on the show and answer many of the questions. I got some people fired at us, and we look forward to speaking to him today at 11:15. Good morning, Scott Anderson. How are you?
I'm fine, Doug.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What a miserable day. Huh?
It is,
just a terrible, miserable, horrible day.
They happen. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. Like, we're all kind of used to this, living here in this state, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Colder than I thought.
So, anything exciting on Monday night?
No, just really managing flipping between two games.
Dude, the last minute of the Pistons-Pacers game, which was coming down to the wire, and the last minute of the Red Wings-Devils game, coming down to the wire, they were going on coincidentally, and you know, I have the multiple TV set up, and I'm sitting there trying to watch them both, and here are the Pacers with a shot to tie the game, and the Red Wings with the goalie pulled and all this pressure right in the crease, and I'm like, both of these games are coming down to the same moment, and I'm trying to watch them both and give them both ample time, and it was not possible. It was it's a good problem to have that we have two teams playing competitively, one won, one lost, but still.
Yes, no, that was the tough part of deciding which way you were going to watch, and I think I was able to handle it well enough. Wild finish to the Red Wings game, and then that spilled over afterwards. Dylan Larkin had enough and starts going after one of their players, and my takeaway in the game is it's unfortunate they lost. But I really like their style of play in the second half of that game. We've seen that before, and if they could just harness that and keep that going for 60 minutes, it'd be great. And I know it's not easy to do, but it's also, I mean, they had so many chances, so many scoring opportunities, particularly in the last flurry in the last 40 seconds was like, oh my God, they had like three really good scoring chances, beautifully set up plays, and they just couldn't bury it in the net, which was unfortunate. But my other takeaway is that, and I don't think this happens a ton, but it's happened more than just last night. Teams are taking some liberties with Lucas Raymond, and I want to make sure that Lucas Raymond is protected. That guy is a stud player.
You've had enough.
I've had enough. And I'm hoping that his teammates
putting his foot down, people.
Yeah, I'm hoping his teammates will respond as well. I mean, he doesn't need to be the guy that's going back out there throwing the lumber at somebody, and the next thing you know, he's in the penalty box. I mean, there was a couple plays last night that I just did not like how that was going down with Lucas Raymond. He's too valuable to this team. But that was the Red Wings. Pistons were fun to
watch. Pistons, I mean, another win, 13 in a row. Now, I don't think they're going to run the table this year.
Ho-hum.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to run the table this year, but we could talk about it.
Yeah. 13 games in a row. That's crazy.
It just, you know what? This happens with really good basketball teams. And there was a weird vibe watching that Piston game last night because I felt like the Pistons were getting a big game effort from the Pacers. I felt like this was a big deal going on in Indiana. Hey, we got a chance to beat the Pistons. I thought the Pacers put out that big game effort. I thought their fans responded. Like, this is a big game. This is a good team coming in, and we got a shot here. And now, look, the Pistons controlled the game, and give Indiana credit. That was a classic fending. The Pistons fended off Indiana at the end of that game, and a game that they controlled that was just sort of another one of these ho-hum Piston wins where they're you know, proving to be, hey, we're better than you. But I enjoyed sort of the idea that this was it felt like a big, big game for Indiana, and that the respect and the newness of being that team is fun.
Well, the second half, there was a lot of pride at stake for Indiana. They were getting clowned out a little bit. The game started to get away from them, and they needed to provide some kind of resistance, and they started to, and then they start to believe. And, you know, the Pistons are just getting guys back healthy, so they're starting to figure out this rotation a little bit. Tobias Harris just came back a couple of games ago. Jaden Ivey obviously just came back a couple of games ago. You know, now that we've got Cade playing four or five straight games, Asar Thompson, same thing. So it's good to have the band all back together, with the exception of, I guess, Marcus Sasser. This is the one guy that hasn't come back yet. But this team is dangerous. They have so many talented players that can beat you in different ways, and it's great. And the Pistons' style of play is not the style of play of the NBA today, and I love it. I love that they don't rely and have to knock down all these three-point shots to stay relevant. They take advantage of the high percentage shot. And yeah, they take their fair share of three-pointers, but it's not the same percentage that other teams do. They took 25 three-pointers last night, and they knocked down 9 of them. You look at Indiana, they're taking 31, and I think the league average is probably around 35 or so at least. And the Pistons are like, we don't need to play that way. We're going to play our way. We're doing it our way.
Yep.
We got a young team that can run, and we've got a couple of key veteran players here as well that are going to add that experience, and I like their style of play. It's fun to watch.
Something cool happened late in that game where I thought, oh, we might have a headline tomorrow. Turned out we didn't, but I wondered if something was about to go down. 248-539-9797. Plenty of Lions talk today. We got the Blitz thingy. The NFL Blitz thingy is getting moved up from Thursday to today because today is our Friday, if that makes any sense. Lions play in 2 days. We usually do the Blitz thingy 3 days out. We didn't do it yesterday. We're going to do it today. So the NFL Blitz thingy today at 10:30. Lions quarterback Jared Goff at 11:15. Phone calls now. Tom and Hamtramck, you're on 97.1. Hi, Tom.
How you doing there, young guys? Listen, I just want to know, how much longer can Eisenman sit in that front desk up there, whatever it is, and watch his star players get rocked? Cheap shots, and he does nothing about it. And I just can't understand how this could be with that hit yesterday on Raymond. That would not happen 10, 12 years ago. And I know the game's changed, but you still got to have these guys like other teams have to protect these other star players that they have.
So you want them to go out and get somebody who can handle the rough stuff and play on a fourth line.
They have somebody. They have somebody in Grand Rapids that they brought up. And why can't they bring them up just to have them there to make sure that if they do take a cheap shot, they're going to have to pay for it. And as long as they get away with it, they're going to keep doing it.
Who are you talking about? Is it Austin Watson? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes, bring the kid up. He scored one goal last year when he came up. And as soon as he plays two or three games, Eisenman sends his ass down.
Well, they might, Tom. They might. They might start playing him more. Okay. I mean, if you want a response to last night, we'll see what happens if he decides that it's become an epidemic and needs to protect his guys. I don't know that it's an epidemic yet.
I don't know if it is either, but I mean, there are certain players that you don't want to get messed with, and he is definitely one of those players. And Lucas Raymond likes to stick up for himself too, and that's great. But at some point, you need, like, somebody's got to take their arm and say, it's okay, you step aside, I got this.
Yeah.
And this team doesn't necessarily have that one guy. They've got gritty players, but they don't have the one guy that would be that guy.
Yeah. I think he's really mad at Eisenman.
Sounds like
Really mad at Eisman. 248-539-9797. This is, I was surprised by a take that Kang had this morning about how big this Green Bay game is. And I said, wait. You said what? And he said, yeah, I believe this. I said, okay, let's talk about it on the air. And it was dare I say, it was a hot take about this Green Bay game. We'll get to that today at 10:16. Let's sing at 10:30, golf at 11:15. On Carson Anderson on 97. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I'd like to welcome those of you listening on the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can stream the show anywhere in the United States. And we get lots of calls and feedback from around the country. Because right now, you know what's funny? I was thinking about last night, what we had to endure, which was last-minute Piston game and last-minute Red Wing game, two competitive teams, huge possession in the Piston game, Red Wings goalie pulled, peppering the net with chance after chance, both happening at the same time, like the exact same time. What we have now is first world sports problems.
Right.
We have first world sports problems. We have good competitive teams, and I, damn it, whatever will I do in this conundrum?
Right. I was like, could one of these games have started at 8?
Yeah, but you know, 7? It's a great problem to have, and so given where we have been, Anyway, so we're sitting around the office today, and Kang hits me up with a hot take, and I didn't want to hear his reasoning until we got on the air. I said, all right, save it for the air. We're trying to quantify how big this Green Bay game is, and out of the blue, Kang says?
Yeah, I think this game is the biggest game, bigger than last year's Vikings game at the end of the year. I think this game is bigger than that, Gator. I don't know if that's a hot take, but that's how important this Thanksgiving game this year against the Packers is in my mind.
Okay, I'll play along. I'm leaning towards agreeing with you because the Vikings game last year, the Lions were in the playoffs. That was for, we got it. It was for the division and, you know, a high seed and the whole bit.
Yeah, the one seed.
Yeah. This game, I mean, right now they're on the outside looking in on the playoffs.
Exactly.
They have to win this game.
They're third place in their own division. They're not currently in the playoffs. That's the obvious, you know, why it's big as well. You're going to lose the tiebreaker to the Packers, right? If you lose this game.
Yeah.
Perception changes immediately if you lose this game. I think we can all agree we don't apologize for wins. The Giants win, as ugly as it was, whatever, they won the game. That was the most important thing. But was that a precursor because they're not as good as we thought they were? Or was that just one of those games that happens to every team in the league? I think the Packers game kind of determines where our mindset's going to be moving forward. I think this game is huge, man.
I agree with what you just said there, that this is absolutely huge. The difference is that this team will still have, 5 weeks to make up for it. If they lost last year's game, the division was gone and they were on the road. And, you know, the stakes are a little different in that this is a try to avoid a disaster scenario, like being behind Green Bay record-wise and tiebreaker-wise is going to be hard to make up. But it can be made up.
It can be, but the thing is, you're talking about keeping pace and making sure that you get into the playoffs as opposed to last year's situation when you're already there. And after the Packers, you've got Dallas, who's playing as well as anybody in football right now. After that, you've got the Rams, who are playing better than everybody else in football. And it's just a real tough three-game stretch here, and I understand what you're saying. You got time to make it up, but you don't want to have to make it up. The time is now. You got to get back. You got to get in the playoffs.
It is tough, but the toughest strength of schedule remaining belongs to Green Bay in the entire NFL. They play the toughest schedule as it stands right now the rest of the way. So that's their climb. But Detroit, I mean, you don't want to lose this game. This is a massive, massive game. If you lose it, okay, and if this is a game that the Lions lose, it will be impactful. It will have people very, very concerned, and understandably so. But it will remind me a little bit of when the Tigers lost all those games to Cleveland, blew the division, and ended up beating them in the playoffs. Like, they won when it mattered. the Lions will have a lot more work, heavy lifting to do to even make the playoffs, though. Now, the good news is a bunch of these teams in the NFC that they'll be going up against, there's a, like, the NFC teams are littered amongst the toughest schedules, and specifically the NFC North. Green Bay, I mean, think about this. Green Bay has the toughest strength of schedule remaining, then Chicago, then Detroit. I think the whole world would love to have New England's schedule, which has been the easiest in the NFL by far, and their remaining strength of schedule, their opponent winning percentage is 37.5%, the third easiest. But yeah, this is a, I don't know that this game could be much bigger, but I thought that was an interesting take by King. Bigger than last year's Minnesota game.
Well, I go back to the fact that they were, we knew they're in the playoffs, Gator, you know, right? I mean, we were just fighting for, we couldn't believe we're at, you know, 14-2 and fighting for a freaking home game.
It was just strange. Like, how on earth is this really happening? It's the first time in NFL history that two 14-win teams were facing off the last week of the regular season.
How could this matter?
It's huge. You get the bye. That's basically like a playoff win and home field. I get that. But the fallback was always, you're still in the playoffs and you still have something to play for, which is the Super Bowl. This year, at the fallback is there is no guarantee. You lose the tiebreaker. You fall even further behind in the division. Wait. You know, there's just...
You get to the point where you almost have to go 5-0.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to get to that point.
Understood. We talked about it last week going into the stretch of games, starting with the Giants game. It felt like 5-2 was very much in play and would set them up really well. So, you know, they've got a shot here to get a huge one, to put a huge, huge win in the bank on Thursday. But there's no denying that this is a huge, huge game. Is it that big? Well, I mean, I guess that's subject to debate. But 248-539-9797, you make a good argument. Let's go to Matt. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Calling out of Missouri. I'm agreeing with Kang. I do think this is a very big game, and I might even go as far as to say must win. Not must win for the postseason, because I do think they'll still go to the postseason, but must win for the division, because they're one or one and a half games back already in the division. So if they lose this, they'll be even farther back. So I do think...
They're one game back in the division.
They're one game back? Okay, yeah. So to me... this is just me. I think it's a must-win for the division to clinch, you know, on the road to clinch the one seed. That way you have a week off. You play all your playoff games at home.
Well,
that's just how I feel.
You got the Bears playing at Philly this weekend. Is that the Black Friday game? Chicago Philly Friday? I think it is, yeah. And so that's a massive game for the Lions. If the Lions can bank this win and kick back and watch Philly take care of Chicago on Friday, the Lions will be back in first place because they'll hold the tiebreaker over the Bears.
And then next month, they have a really – I think it's the last week in December where they play on Thursday and then they play right again on Sunday. So they play, you know, two games in a three-day period.
Who does?
Yeah, go look.
No.
The Lions.
No, they don't.
I'm telling you, go look at the schedule. They play
– They do not play a Thursday game and then a Sunday game.
Okay, then it might be Monday.
They have another Sunday to Thursday game when they play the Stullers on the 21st and the Vikings on Christmas Day, which 4 days later.
Yeah, that one. That's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another short week.
Yes. Look, somebody pointed out that because they go Thursday, and then they have that quick turnaround, that they will play, I think they will play the most games in a 29-day period that any team has played. but I don't quote me. There's some stat about that because they have to do the Sunday Thursday thing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ken is in Detroit. Hi, Ken.
Okay. Oh.
Two four eight five three nine ninety seven ninety seven.
You ever done that when you're driving in the car and phone call comes in and you've got the option to put the call on hold? And I imagine that's what happens when you put them on hold.
I have no idea how to even do what that is.
I thought about doing it today. I got a call coming in.
Did you?
And I'm like, should I just put this scam caller on hold?
Well, and did you?
No, I just declined the call.
Okay. If you put them on hold, do you get the same music?
That's what I wonder. I think you do.
To choose the music. Gator going to throw some Maroon 5 at him or something?
I don't think Gator's a Maroon 5 guy.
You know me too well.
I don't think you are, Gator.
All Adam Levine all the time.
So you speak of like first world sports problem with the Pistons and Wings last night.
Yeah.
Remember there was a time when the lines were just background noise while you're getting ready for, you know, your Thanksgiving feast with your family? Now it's like, you got to plan around this. I mean, like, I got to be able to sit.
You just turned this into the biggest regular season game in their history.
That's what I'm saying.
We were talking about how the Viking game last year was the biggest regular season game they've ever played.
Yep.
And now 1 year later, you say this game's bigger. This Thursday, screw the family and dinner and all that stuff. It's the biggest game the Lions have ever played.
What time do you have reservations at Boston Market? Are you going to be able to watch the game, Doug?
I think it's 5:30.
Okay.
So unless it's, yeah.
I know you. I know that's where you guys are going. This year you guys own a restaurant, right?
I wish that we were going to Boston Market. Dude, I love and miss Boston Market.
It's Qdoba.
Yeah, Qdoba's doomed because I love Qdoba. Everything I love goes away.
Well, you already doomed Qdoba because you got rid of your special sauce.
The ancho barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. But
what else do you love from Qdoba? You're a mush.
Dude, you know what I saw? Something else I love that has also seemed to have disappeared, and I get that there's some around, but the two near me are gone. Quiznos. I love Quiznos.
Quiznos have been dying for forever.
And I'm like, This is the best fast food sub I can get, and it's gone. If I love it, it's doomed.
I feel like Quiznos is kind of underrated. It's the whole toasted thing, but now there are so many other companies that will toast.
But now, as if you see a Quiznos, get the hell out of Dodge. Where are you? That's what
I was in
say.
Chicago.
Yeah, probably a bad part of Chicago.
It's right there in Old Town. All right, the NFL Blitz thingy straight ahead, and Jared Goff at 11:15. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It is the Carson Anderson radio program, getting you set for a huge game. The biggest game in the history of the Detroit Lions. Regular season game in the history of the Detroit Lions. At least Kang thinks so. And you know what it is? The consequences of losing are arguably worse than the consequences of losing last year's Minnesota game. That's what your case is built on.
Yeah, and there's no definitive. Obviously, they can still make the playoffs if they were to lose, but it feels very...
Yeah.
A lot at stake here.
Sure feels like it. You ready for the blitzingy?
You know it.
Heads or tails, my friend?
Heads.
He calls heads. Heads it is.
I will receive.
Ooh,
first.
Thought about that.
Ish.
Yeah, right? All right, here we go. Question number one. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy, he's been placed in concussion protocol following a very poor outing. Overall, he hasn't been very good. When he eventually is cleared, though, should the Vikings bench him anyways because he's been so bad so far?
No, they should play him the rest of the season. They need to find out what they have there. They've invested in him as a first-round pick. He's got talent for sure, but I just think he needs to learn, and he's got to learn on the job, and this is the season to do it. They're 4-7. They basically have to win out to make the playoffs, and that's not going to happen. So you need to find out what you have going into the offseason, if you have to pivot already or not. I think it's ridiculous you would be pivoting after one season when you see a guy who does have some talent. I don't know if he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. I highly doubt that. I'm not a big J.J. McCarthy fan, but I give him the benefit of the doubt, and you got to run it the rest of the year.
So it kind of depends what happens on it happens this weekend, because they're playing Seattle and they're probably going to lose. But if they win with Max Brosmer at quarterback, then you keep trying to win. They're 3 games out of a playoff spot right now. And if they lose this weekend, they very well could be 4. So if they lose this weekend with Brosmer, as soon as McCarthy's back, put him in there. Because as I like to say, once you're out of it, everything becomes a preseason game for the following season. So give him more reps. So it depends on the outcome this weekend. I expect they'll lose, and then in which case, I put McCarthy right back in there as soon as he's back.
I would bench him if Carson Wentz weren't out for the year. They need a reliable veteran backup so he can watch and learn from. But since he's not there and it's the rookie Mac Brosmer, like you said, Doug, then he's not going to learn anything from that guy. That guy's probably learning from JJ at this point. This is not a good situation for the Vikings. So with that being said, they got to play JJ when he's healthy because now the only way for him to learn is get reps. But I just don't want that to do more damage than good because, you know, to pick up bad habits, that can go a long way. That's why I would want him to sit. But they don't really have any other choice, so it's play JJ. All right, Ja'Marr Chase released a statement apologizing for his actions last week versus the Steelers. He apologized to a lot of people, but he never mentioned Jalen Ramsey's name in the statement at all. Does that make this apology worthless?
Well, it's worthless to Jalen Ramsey. Obviously, he shows little to no remorse towards the victim. But the apology isn't going to change the punishment. So is the apology worthless? No. He is sorry that he hurt his team. And he's sorry that he let people down that root for him. And quite frankly, moving forward, that's what probably matters most in his world. Is the people that his actions have impacted. You know, I would not say that this is a great apology, but I don't think it's worthless. I think it has worth to Bengals fans and his teammates.
Let me start by saying I like Ja'Marr Chase as a player. I think he's fun to watch. I think the relationship he has with Joe Burrow, the two on the field when they play together, are outstanding. That being said, this is totally worthless. And he's a lying sack of crap because you were presented the opportunity after that game when reporters asked you specifically about spitting on Jalen Ramsey and you denied it. You denied it. You flat out lied to everybody. And then, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm being told there's video evidence. And then you wait a full week before you come out with another apology or an apology. I'm sorry. It's completely worthless. It's ridiculous the way that he worded it. And then you don't even mention his name. What? Completely worthless.
I love it, Gator. But I am going to kind of side more with Doug on this one. I think it's only worthless to Ramsey. I mean, I think he truly does feel sorry for, you know, his own team, his organization, his coaches, his teammates, the fans, even the Steelers organization, except for Jalen Ramsey. That's where the worthless part does come in. What did Jalen Ramsey do or say to make this worse so bad where Ja'Marr Chase refuses to apologize to him? He basically says, no, I'm not apologizing for doing that to him. Everything else around it that came after, I'm sorry that happened. But yeah, this is, I got to know what happened, man. He will not apologize to Jalen Ramsey. It's worthless as Jalen Ramsey. All right, both Myles Garrett and Jaxon Smith-Njigba are on pace to break single season records this year in the NFL. Garrett for sacks, JSN for receiving yards. Which would be more impressive if broken?
I mean, obviously both are really impressive records. Calvin Johnson's got the receiving record with like 1,960 yards or something like that, and Smith-Njigba already has 1,300. And then the sack record is J.J. Watt's with 22.5, and Myles Garrett's at 18. Myles Garrett could break the record this week. But Smith-Njigba has been incredibly consistent. He's got consistent. 8 games, he's got 100 yards or more. 10 of the 11 games he's playing, and he's got 90 yards or more. It's really impressive for both. It's kind of splitting hairs, but I think because what Myles Garrett is capable of doing, like break, he could break the record this weekend, if not next week. He's going to smash the record, and that to me is more impressive. But until you do it, you haven't done it.
It's Myles Garrett. He's going to get MVP votes on a 3-win team. Think about this too. He has 18.5 sacks. And of course, you can only get a quarterback sack when the other team drops back to pass. And in part because the Browns are always losing, opponents don't have to pass as much because they're winning and just running out the clock. Browns opponents have thrown 304 passes this year. That is the second least in the NFL. So he has less chances to accrue those sacks. 18.5 sacks against a collective fewer dropbacks than all teams but one makes this more impressive in my book.
So to me, whoever does it in lesser games is more impressive, especially if it's 16 games or less, because those are the records they're beating. The games that those guys only got to play 16 games this year. Now we all know it's a 17 game regular season, but Garrett is on pace to do it in less than 16 games. And overall, if they were to break it in the same amount of games, I would agree with you, Doug. It's Myles Garrett. I think it's harder to get sacks and receiving yards overall. You bring up the point that, hey, they're a bad team and other teams are probably running more against them than actually throwing the ball. So Myles Garrett, a beast. I hope he does it and it smashes it within 16 games. And everything in the 17th game is just icing on the cake. All right, Chip Kelly was fired this week. Is he just destined to be a college head coach again?
Well, I first have to start to wonder why he's been at three different places in 3 years. Has he got to that point in his career where maybe there's something else going on? But he's been at UCLA, Ohio State, and the Raiders. His last three seasons at UCLA were all winning seasons. And you know, UCLA would give anything right now for a stretch like that. He went 46-7 at Oregon. So he called plays for the national champion last year as the offensive coordinator in Columbus. He had a terrible game against Michigan. But I think the bottom line is, you look at his success, it's in college. I think it makes sense. Go back to the college game.
Yeah, I think it would make sense at some small school if he wants it. I mean, look, Briles was just hired. The former Baylor coach was just hired at Eastern New Mexico University. So it screams to be some sort of direction in front of the school name where perhaps Chip Kelly goes. But as Doug points out, I mean, this guy was a head coach just a few years ago at UCLA and brought them to a winning record. I think he's kind of like this weird eccentric type genius guy that is hard to really understand and relate to, but he clearly knows football, but it just hasn't been a lasting impression he's left lately.
Yeah, I think Chip Kelly's style is just more suited for the college game. I think he's done with the pros. I think Pete Carroll, you know, old buddies, gave him a shot. Obviously, did not work out. I think he ends up at some like directional tech school, like you said. Yeah. Like it's going to be like the hairstylist for, you know, mimes in northern Colorado. I have no idea, but that's where he ends up. And I think it'll be good for both of them. I mean, with less pressure, he can run his crazy offense. But yeah, college is where Chip Kelly should be.
And the mimes will be.
What are they, the fighting yaks?
Well, yeah, and they don't have to talk back.
No.
All right, refs in the Cowboys-Eagles game. They admitted they blew a roughing the punter call this week, all right, this past week. The story here, though, is they actually admitted that they just didn't have the advanced video in time from the broadcast partner, Fox, and they kind of blamed Fox for not having it, so they couldn't use replay assist to step in. Your thoughts on this, guys?
I mean, come on, really? Is that what you're going to say, NFL? You're going to throw somebody, you're going to throw one of your partners under the bus? Why don't you just do the simple thing, all right? If that's really the excuse, okay, let's say that's legitimate, that we just couldn't get the video in time. Do you have the ability to buzz down to the official? Oh, you do. Okay. How about you just buzz down and you communicate with them? Hang on. Just give us a second. We're still trying to figure this out. I haven't had the video up yet. Can you wait 5 seconds? Okay. Hang on. 5 seconds. Yeah, that's a roughing. Like, do that. All it takes a few more seconds of time. Just buzz down and let them know that you're still waiting for the video. Don't blame your partner that, oh, we didn't have video in time.
If only the NFL had the resources and the finance to fund their own video enhancement technology. Honestly, there's no excuse for this billion-dollar industry to not have up-to-date tech on their that they could run on their own.
Yeah, this is 2025. They print money. How do they not have some company giving them enhanced video replay instantly? Instantly. This is completely unacceptable. We're not asking for your Netflix passcode to share. Are they sharing Netflix, you think? The NFL is that cheap? Are they sharing Hulu accounts? What are they doing? This is unacceptable. All right, last one here, guys. Matthew Stafford, he's currently the favorite to win the NFL MVP. That's right, he's 37 years old. But Sean McVay said that he could play 10 more years if he wanted to. But seriously, how many more years do you think Stafford's going to play?
So there have been 20 40-year-old quarterbacks who've played in the history of the NFL, 20 of them. George Blanda threw 3 passes for the Raiders at 48 years old. With that as a backdrop, the unpredictable variable is his health. I would bet he doesn't play more than 3 more seasons because what he has is elite arm strength. And when that starts to go, you get late career Peyton Manning vibes, who noticeably lost his fastball his last year at the age of 39. So I'll say 3 years at most.
It's tricky with him because, yes, there's without question, he's got an injured past, and it can be, he's one hit away as everybody else is from retiring. But I think he's really enjoying his run right now. I'm going to go a little bit longer. I'm going to say it's 5 years, and I'm tying that directly to what Puka Nacua's future is with the Rams as well. He's only 24. Stafford's 37. But I think he likes, working with Puka Nacua. And as long as the Rams are a key contender in the NFC, there's no reason for him not to play unless it's just family and he wants to step aside, which is the other big factor, I guess, that could come calling and saying, all right, Matthew, you've had enough, whatever Kelly's going to say. But as far as being a competitor, I think he's in great shape. I think he can be competitive for at least another 5 years.
So I'm thinking 2 more years. I mean, yeah, he's in great shape now, and he said he feels good now. But if you remember, he started the year he was hurt. They're talking about maybe cutting him, seeking a trade, whatever it was. He's gone through a lot. You saw how tough he was here. He got hit a lot here. He's getting hit a lot more over with the Rams as well. So after 2 years, I think he calls it quits. And then after 3 months of home with Kelly, I think he announces a comeback immediately. And then he will play 3 or 4 more years after that because, let's be honest, he don't want to go back home.
There it is. That concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy. Each day we move closer to Saturday, the forecast looks worse. As now there's an 82% chance of snow in the afternoon, and the winds, which were listed as 5 to 10 miles per hour, is now saying 11 miles per hour. So,
I think it's better, isn't it?
Yes.
Michigan? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The worse, the better.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go. Bring it on. Gale force.
It's gonna be cold.
Gale force, sideways snow coming down.
Who's Gale, and why did she get such a bad rap?
We're talking, bring it. For Mother Nature, bring all you got. Let's go.
Just make smart clothing decisions.
Yeah. Well, it's right. It's easy for me to say. I did 17 years as a sideline reporter. I know what it's like. Bundle up. And
you did your time.
And yeah, I did my time. Deal with it. But and I'd go back. Like, being down on the field was fun, man. It was fun. Like the current gig. But anyway, so we threw this out there at the beginning of the show regarding this game being bigger than last year's Minnesota game. Kang's case is built around the consequences of losing are far worse. The upside to winning isn't as definitive, but the consequences to losing are far worse. And I like the argument. I mean, you can make the case. And after spending pretty much the end of last season discussing how the Minnesota game was the biggest regular season game in Detroit Lions history, playing for a one seed, does that mean that this game Thursday, the Lions are about to play the biggest regular season game in their history? If this game's bigger than the previously classified biggest game in their history, I guess that's what it means.
It's big. I think it's a big, I kind of like Kang's take on it. I don't think it's necessarily this scalding hot take. I think it's a good take. I think there's more to it than that. You have to think about this one. It's not reactionary. It's the truth. This team right now, they are literally on the outside looking in the playoff picture. They need this win. Last year was nice to get the win. It's nice to repeat as division champions. It was nice to be a one seed and have home field advantage. It was nice. This is necessary to get to where you want to be.
248-539-9797. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Let's go with this one from an unnamed texter. The Lions are going to steamroll on Thursday because the Packers are one of the worst teams in the league and have a dead man walking a coach. I'm tired of you guys pretending like Thanksgiving this year is going to be anything other than a cakewalk. You guys will win by 50 because this Packer team is probably a bottom 5 team in the NFL, and this is coming from a lifelong Packer fan. This team has zero shot to keep it close with the Lions.
All right. Thanks. Pedal that crap in Green Bay. Not taking the bait. That team is the Green Bay Packers are a good football team. Sorry.
That is disgruntled Packer guy if I've ever heard it.
That's
Bruno and Dearborn, I tend to agree with Kang on this hot take about the Green Bay game. This is the next opportunity for the Lions to prove themselves, not just to Green Bay, but to the division and for a playoff spot. They need to win this game. Let's go to Ken in Detroit. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Ken.
Doug, man, you kill me, man.
What'd I do?
Every time I listen to this show every day, and you spin everything to the positive. It is so aggravating, bro.
What I do today? What I do? Wait. What I do today?
It's how you change is right. This is a big game. If they don't win this game, it changes the complexion of everything. They ain't winning the division. And now they're going to be struggling for a playoff spot. They got the Rams coming up. They've been off Green Bay twice. Chicago's already ahead of them. Yes, I'm not saying you don't have a point, that it's not doomsday. But, man, it's something to be concerned with, and it's something to worry about. And will you stop spinning everything to the positive, Douglas, brother?
Ken, I don't think I disagreed with anything you just said. I literally, I don't disagree with anything you just said.
But do you know how aggravating it is, though?
No, why is it aggravating?
Yeah, I didn't disagree with any of that.
Because I've been listening to y'all for years. And I'm telling you, Doug, you do this almost every time a person have a concern. That's aggravating.
Well, I guess
it's aggravating to talk people off a ledge. I mean, what was it exactly? Where was Doug so positive in this state?
I literally, like everything you said, Ken, I agree with. Of course, this is a massive game.
When Kane said wasn't jumping off the ledge.
Ken, I don't know if you're talking into your phone. You got to talk back into your phone. We're having problems hearing you.
Okay. All right, here you go.
All right, that much better.
Okay, I'm saying that Kang is right, but it's not. We're not jumping off the ledge like Gator said. I'm not talking about that. That's extreme. I'm saying that on a regular basis, no one want to keep hearing that every single time. Sometimes people call in, they have concerns. They have worries. They have things. I understand.
Well, hold on. Ken, I take issue when people see short-term results and draw long-term conclusions. And that's the thing that I try to guard against is not see, you know, just what your eyes showed you last. And that is the way it is. But that's fine. I have concerns myself. I think they're very valid concerns about this team. I think, you know what I struggled with? I struggled mightily yesterday, Ken, when people chumped Brad Holmes. The champ of the weekend is Jahmyr Gibbs. Ran away with it.
Yes.
The chump of the weekend was Brad Holmes. Ran away with it. Brad Holmes took Jahmyr Gibbs in one of the more controversial first-round picks ever. And Jahmyr Gibbs actually was probably the biggest reason they won the game, and people chumped Brad Holmes. So I got frustrated yesterday because I thought that was wildly unfair. There are reasons to be disappointed with Brad Holmes, but I thought chumping him was a bit extreme. But Ken, I appreciate the phone call. And I'm going to warn you about something, Ken. I'm not going to change. Just a heads up.
I just wish we weren't so dishonest.
I mean, this topic, and no, I don't quite know. Maybe this call was just an overall statement of it had nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, Ken, I literally don't disagree with anything. This is a huge game.
They are triggered by the topic that Kang brought up doesn't make any sense. And, and I think it's a valid question. I mean, if you want to ask yourself about the big games in time, this is right here and right now. And this is – it feels like this – because of what's coming up on the schedule immediately after, this is an important one. This might be the easiest of the games of the next three. is Dallas is playing awfully well, and the Rams are playing the best football in the NFL right now.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson. More feedback coming in. I 100% agree with Kang. We lose this game, it's over. See, that I would disagree with. Do you think it's over if they lose to the Packers?
No.
Lose this game, we're over. We won't win the division. We won't get a wild card. I'm not convinced two teams from the North make the playoffs. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.